Welcome back. This is The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. This is our third episode, and we are continuing our conversation about our weekend in Dallas and Saturday night. So Saturday night, we get up. Was that... Did we go to the pool that day? What did we do during the day? Do you remember?
I think so, yeah. Because it was in the summertime. Not the hotel pool.
Yeah,
but we just hung out. We just did our own thing.
So we decided to go to Colette, which is a lifestyle club in Dallas. And we'd heard some things about it. It had taken on some new ownership. So we'd heard some bad things about it. And it sounded like it was improving. And I'm trying to think what time it starts. Like 9 o'clock?
It's late. It's probably 10.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we showed up at 9 that one time. So it opens up at 10 o'clock. It's bring your own alcohol. The MO on this place is that it's more of a club, like dancing, get dressed up, clicky. That's kind of what we heard going into it.
Yeah, well, the first time that we went down there and we were looking into places to go, that was kind of the reviews we were reading. Was that it was real clicky, and that you had to pay more money to go into certain rooms, but we found out that that had recently changed with the new ownership.
Yeah. So we went and checked it out, and we didn't do it the first time, but we learned afterwards there's a very convenient hotel right next door that keeps you from having to drive.
It's not the class, not the classiest place, but
yeah, but it was
it's
it
close. Yeah.
So. It is a different setup. It feels like you walk into a nice club. Leather couches, dance floor, stripper poles, two stories. The second story, same kind of setup, smaller area, a little darker, a little bit more of an intimate space, which was nice. And then they also have a back room with three separate rooms of different varying, I guess...
The playrooms,
yeah. The beds have private or semi-private or a circular open voyeur room with seating and a theater room with porn and such.
Yeah.
So it had some characteristics like the other club we'd been to, but this was definitely a different vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt like... I think until 1 a.m. it just felt like a normal dance club.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a normal... People were dressed a little nicer, probably.
Well, and I wouldn't say a normal dance club because people are really out...
Yeah.
Because you don't go there with people. You go there to meet people.
Right.
Which is kind of...
Yeah, I mean, there's a different feel. But, I mean, as far as, like, just turning around and seeing people going at it on the couch, I mean, I feel like we saw a lot more of that at the other club.
Yep.
Like, if you're going to people watch, which is what we did the first time, I would say go to the 13th floor.
Yeah, probably.
There's more opportunity to people... Well...
No, that's not true. Here's the other thing. We've realized that each time you go, you can have a completely different experience.
That's true.
Really is dependent on the crowd, just the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But... So, our attitude going here, we, you know, last night had a great time, had our first couple experience... we were probably walking into this experience with more confidence, a little bit more swag on our step, like, hey, we can handle this. Let's continue to push it a little bit. And so we sat down. We met some different couples.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I was still at this point so, like, kid in a candy store around other people in the lifestyle. Because I was just so excited to finally talk to people about it. It was new to us. It was something we hadn't talked to any of our friends about. And here we've got a whole club full of people that I can talk to and ask questions. And for me, that was most of the excitement for me. Most of the entertainment was from just talking to people, meeting people. And we sat downstairs before, because we got there pretty early. We usually get there pretty early. And... there weren't that many couples there, and there was a couple that sat down next to us on the couch before the party even really got started, and she was hilarious. I think they'd been in the lifestyle for several years, and she was telling me stories about the clubs, and that's really how we found out about most of the clubs and parties, was just talking to people, and she was telling stories about their experiences.
Well, and I think one of the things we've learned through some of the storytelling and talking and meeting people is it's very common for couples to be married for 10 years and not have any experience like this and then get into this.
Which is funny to us because we got into it before we really got into a relationship. So right. To me, that was fascinating. Like, tell me, I still am like that when I meet new couples. I want to know, how'd you get here?
Yeah, that's usually like the first thing to say.
Yeah, what led to this? Because that's so fascinating to me.
Yeah. So we hung out, we chatted with some couples, and we definitely like to watch, so we were constantly checking the back rooms and seeing if there was anything going on, anything mm-hmm. entertaining to watch, because that was kind of our experience last time, but really wasn't a lot of that going on. We did see a very attractive blonde, and she had a date, and definitely caught both of our eyes, and we ended up going up and striking up a conversation with them.
Yeah, I think we followed them around a little bit, trying to...
Yeah, we made ourselves available.
I'm not the aggressive type, but I think it's easier for the girls to start conversation. So I kind of almost feel this, like, pressure from you sometimes. Let's go talk, go say hi. And I'm not always ready right out of the chute, but she, to me, and I may remember this differently than you do, but I was just enamored by her. I thought she was gorgeous, but she walked in and I felt like the whole room was looking at her. So it was one of those situations where I felt like if we don't go talk to them, somebody else is going to.
Yeah.
And then we're not ever going to get this chance again. And so I think eventually we bumped into them upstairs at the bar.
No. I think we first talked to them downstairs.
Was it?
And what I think was shocking was here's this gorgeous woman and they were very approachable.
Oh, yeah.
Very down to earth, very easy to talk to, very happy that we...
Almost caught me off guard.
Yeah, we were
because
like...
I'm halfway expecting her to, oh, nice to meet you, and then walk on. And it was very, oh my gosh, hi, how are you? And and we find out that we actually live pretty close to each other,
right.
And we had all these things in common, and they were so much fun. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's funny. The average listener probably doesn't know what you look like, so it is kind of funny to hear you go, oh yeah, like you're really gonna get blown off, when truth be told, all eyes were on my date.
Oh, you're sweet.
And it is kind of a unique experience as a man to walk into a club, and it's obviously a swinging lifestyle club, and essentially it's like I'm suddenly the pretty girl because I'm with the pretty girl. It is a unique experience for men in this environment. Well, for everyone in this environment, but that's kind of unique. So anyways, we meet them. They invite us upstairs. They're like, hey, this is where the fun is. We go upstairs. Think maybe we put our drinks and stuff over on a particular couch that they've kind of, this is kind of their domain. And
yeah, they know their way around.
Yeah, and lots of fun. In fact, it wasn't this overly sexual environment. In fact, we were thinking, because we kept going, hey, you guys want to go check out those rooms? Like, because for us, we're like, let's go watch something.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, we really don't go down there much. And so we were thinking, they don't really play, which, okay, that's fine. But that was our impression in that moment. And then I think she got on the stripper pole.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, and all those things you said about me are very flattering, but the difference between this person and myself is that I'm more comfortable against the wall. I want to watch. I want to hang out back here a little while. And she just owns the place. Like, goes up and completely dominates the stripper pole and has everybody's attention in the room. And she's good at it. But another thing that I kind of realized in that moment was, you know, I couldn't act like that at a regular club without getting
groped.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't just full on put on a show like that without getting someone kind of being inappropriate. And it was almost like, oh, there she is.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that pretty girl doing her thing like she always does. Nobody was really, besides me, maybe, groping her. But yeah, so I think she's on the stripper pole. She's putting on a show. We're just in awe of her, and we're kind of hanging back, getting to know her husband a little bit. And I think clothes may have started coming off a little bit on the dance floor.
I think we were all dancing on the dance floor, and then she would go up. I think she was probably the most aggressive of anybody.
Yeah.
You know, she was kissing you. She might have been kind of groping me a little bit. And then I think she goes on the dance or on the stripper pole and starts shedding clothes. And I was like, whoa, this is. Yeah. And then the song ends, and I'm pretty sure she grabbed you by the wrist and was like, okay, let's go on the couch. And next thing you know, we are over in on the couch, and you guys are making out. Is that what you remember?
So. Yeah, and I was still just a little in shock. I didn't even know up until this point that you could do that upstairs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so they then informed us, oh, no, this is where you can play, and it's all good.
Yeah.
And so the girls started going at it. I think your clothes came off pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm so, like, it's still very new. I mean, what, are we counting this as my third experience with a girl, right? So it's very new, and I'm still very excited with it all, and she's gorgeous. And so I think I could have just done that all night, and you guys could have just left, and I would have been fine. I was in girl-on-girl heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was going down on you, and the guys just sat on either side of you on the couch and, you know, had our hands in places and trying to help encourage things to continue to move along. And
did it go on forever?
No. You don't have to be self-conscious about it. I mean,
no, I mean, I felt like it did.
It may have. I mean, it went on for a while, but I think, you know, at one point you were reaching for me while you were doing that and unzipping my pants, and next thing I know, her hands are on me, and I'm trying to think how things progressed from there.
Well, even though, I mean, yes, she was more aggressive than we were used to, but also very respectful.
Yeah.
And they would stop, and now she would kind of remind him, now remember, they're new to this, or they haven't done that yet, or, you know, are you okay with this? Like, kind of checking in every few minutes, which I appreciated.
Right. Right. I don't really remember that much of that with them. But
I do.
So here's where this was a new experience for us. So, yes, the girls are going at it. I'm touching both of them. He's touching both of them. That's not new. You know, she's putting her hands on me, and then I think starts to show an interest in me and is kissing me, starts to go down on me, and I believe he started to go down on you. Again, nothing really new at this point based on our experience the night before. Where it started to get interesting, well, this is interesting, but where it started to get new was, if I recall, she's going down on me. And you pop into my picture and, you know, whisper in my ear, do you care if I go down on him? And immediately I get this, like, my heart starts going, like, and I remember my response was, do you want to go down on him? And you're like, you give me this coy, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering if you're okay with it. And I'm like, yeah, if you want to, I think was my response. And just the look, I mean, it was the way we communicated, you know, you were being very conscientious of my, you know, my feelings, because this was new territory, and it was probably just the perfect way of doing it. And so after my response and the look in your eye, I knew what was going to happen. It was just, it was funny the way you put it. It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to do this. It was like, I'm going to say it so you
So it's
are,
your idea.
Yeah, so it's your idea. So what was funny is she, you know, leaves the picture and is 2 feet away from me with him. And I've got this gorgeous woman going down on me. Mm. All you're seeing is blonde, or all I'm seeing is blonde, and it's a great visual. Mm. Yet I catch out of the corner of my eye, you start to go down on him, which at that point was completely new.
Yeah.
And I actually stop her and say, can you give me a second? I want to see what's going on over here. And she kind of gives me this look like, really? And I'm like, I've never seen...
Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah. I'm like, I've never seen this before. And she gives me this, like, wide-eyed, like, really? Like, okay, go. and so then I, you know, I kind of get this, you know, twerk my neck around to see what you're doing over there. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is a new level for us. This is the first time we've ever fully soft-swapped. And so, you know, nothing exploded inside of me. It was, you know, it was okay.
Just having you out of my visual was weird.
Or out of your touch.
Yeah. I mean, like, my back was to your back, or it felt like it was.
Right.
And, I mean, that was like a totally different experience.
Yeah, that's true. Because usually there's a constant check-in or like a hand touch.
Yeah.
There's something connecting us at all times, and that really was a disconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, a disconnect in that in the physical sense.
Yeah.
So everything's fine, but clearly in my mind, I'm distracted. Like, I am more aware of what you're doing or curious what you're doing than what I'm doing, which is, for me, conflicting, because I'm like, I'm with this gorgeous woman, you know, and yet I'm more, what is A doing right now? Where is she at? What's she thinking? What's she feeling? Mm. Which was really strange, but not bad, but different. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I wasn't going to label it. I was just going to try to take it all in.
I think we were trying to find a word for that on the way home. It was an emotion that we'd never felt before, that you couldn't even really describe, because it's all these emotions all at the same time. Like, it's exciting, it's scary, it's weird, it's awesome, it's all these things at once.
Yeah. We did have that conversation.
Yeah.
So anyways, I managed to get my wits back about me, and I'm now focused on this gorgeous blonde that's basically hovering over my lap now, kissing me, touching me. I'm touching her. And
she's straddling you at this point.
Yes. Now she's basically hovering over my member.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can feel the closer she's getting to sitting on me, the more wet she's getting.
Yeah.
And what's funny, at this point, I can feel her touching me, but what I don't know is that A actually has her hand on my member as well.
It's me.
And why don't you explain?
Well, I don't know, you know, time is all kind of a blur, but it felt like a while that you were out of my visual and I'm kind of doing my own thing. And I glance over, or I might have even seen it out of my peripheral, and she's like grinding on your lap. Like, looks like you guys are having sex. And I don't know if that, like, well, it was shocking. It was, oh my gosh, would he do that without saying something to me?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way he had time to put a condom on. Like, what's going on? And so I just reached over to find out. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't in there without asking permission is
right.
All.
Which I didn't know any of this until the ride home, which is funny.
Yeah.
So this blonde is on me and whispers in my ear, are you guys full swap? And I said,
which basically means, can we have sex right now?
Yes. Meaning, can we actually have intercourse? And I go, hold on a sec.
Are we?
So I turn to A and I say, hey, she wants to have sex right now. And
translation, can I have sex with this hot blonde right now?
And the other gal hears this and goes, whoa, you guys haven't talked about this? And I guess we kind of have.
We did. And here's the issue, and kind of the roadblock is, I, and probably we, kind of thought that would, if we said yes, if we're, yes, okay, he's going to have sex with her, which I had no problems with and probably would have enjoyed, I was kind of worried that there would be an expectation for me to do that. And that's what we weren't ready for. And I didn't really know how to communicate that to a couple. Like,
Or to a guy one-on-one while having sex with
his
wife.
I'm okay with this, but I don't want to have sex with you. You know? And so it was easier for me, anyway, to say, no, we aren't.
No, you didn't even say that. You kind of gave me the same blank look, like, should we? And she said no.
Yeah.
She, before we had a chance to make up our minds, she said, no, 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 we're not doing this. If you guys, she was reading our, you know, indecision.
Yeah. Not a decision you need to make in that.
No, no. And we, you know, it was the right move because, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah.
So we kind of, we realized we hit this, we just kind of got to the edge of our comfort zone, clearly, maybe even past it. And so she hops off of me, gets back with her husband, and the four of us are just doing it with the one we came with.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, for the, you know, finished up in that scenario, it was around that time that we were finishing, I noticed we had gotten the attention of maybe a dozen people in the room who were kind of hovering around our couch. But all in all, it was a lot of fun. It was hot. You know, we, I'm not sure how I would even describe it, but it was a heightened level of adrenaline, sexual
like
energy.
It was like living a live porno. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So we go back home, or we go back to our hotel room, and we have our lights off sex, which is our way of reconnecting after going through a wild experience, a way for us to kind of get back to home base, so to speak. And it's a weird experience. Yes, it's that comforting feeling like, okay, everything's fine, everything's okay, we're back to normal. But at the same time, it's this shot of adrenaline, sexual energy that's like...
There's a high that you feel that's almost like... I mean, I haven't experienced a lot of drugs in my time, but that's what it feels like. It's like a drug. It's like you have this high that you can't, that you don't normally get. We don't feel that way on a normal basis, you know, having sex. It's a different, it's just a heightened sexual.
Well, it was like, okay, we're having sex for the first time after watching, you know, each other be with another person.
Yeah.
Like,
and talking,
so it's almost
about
like new.
It and, yeah, that was a lot of the turn on was kind of recapping.
Okay, so what were you doing there?
Yeah.
And tell me more.
And then I think that's when I told you that's when I was, that was my hand that you felt, and you kind of thought that was exciting.
Or I think,
exciting.
You know, hearing about, I think for me, I wasn't even, I don't know that I was planning on you being with anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did that even happen? You're like, well, he grabbed my hand and put it on him. And I'm like, yeah? You know, that was it was mixed feelings. It was a turn on. It was, you know, it was.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're having those types of conversations while we're doing it. And it's just, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
So the next day we hop in the car and drive 4 hours home. And it's a very sobering experience spending 4 hours in the car kind of going, whoa, what did we just do this weekend?
Well, and that was the first time that we did 2 days in a row too.
Yeah.
So that was a little...
Yeah. Well, and at the time, we weren't living together. So essentially, we were going back home to different homes.
Yeah, that was difficult for me. Because there was like this... I call it the emotional hangover, where you kind of need that
security?
Yeah, comfort. That security and comfort. And, you know, we have that now, and it's not even... I mean, I don't even think about it. Okay, we're going home. We're going to be home, and... It's home. We didn't really have that home together, so it was difficult coming home from 2 days in a row. And
well, and I think we also, just like I said, I wasn't expecting us to go to that level.
Yeah.
So for us, we crossed a line, and it was almost like, whoa, what did we do? Like, whoa, that was wild. And we both had this feeling of, okay, we had our fill. Let's go home, be normal, kind of forget this happened. And then a couple weeks goes by, and we're like, hey, so how about that trip to Dallas? When are we going to do that again?
I feel like it was longer than 2 weeks that time.
Yeah, it very well could have been.
It was a while.
Yeah.
Because there was even a moment where I thought, was that it? Did we go too far? Like, is that the end of our fun?
Yeah.
But it didn't take long.
Well, and that's the other thing we should probably communicate to the listener is, we, going into this, agreed that at any moment this was too much, uncomfortable, we would pull the cord, not do it again, and be done with it. And we would be okay with that.
Yeah.
So really, this was an adventure that the two of us were going to be on together, And if either one wanted to be out of it, we were done.
So, and that's still the case.
Yeah. So that was our experience in Dallas. And we have many more, and we plan on sharing many more. Well, thanks for listening to The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. We will catch you in the next episode.